are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by VistaCare, May Adam and the Peer VA Clinic. And joining me this morning, we've got Shane Cramey in studio. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Big Daddy Dave.
Nice to have you here. And what that means is we are not very far away from some horse racing in Fort Pierre.
That is coming up this weekend, just a few short days away.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're getting all the final puzzle pieces together.
Oh, yes. We're still working hard every day and trying to put the finishing touches on it. I think we'll be good to go.
It's going to be another great weekend of horse racing. How many horses do you have coming in?
Well, we won't know until we're going to take entries on Tuesday for Saturday. We'll take entries on Wednesday for Sunday. So we'll know after then how many horses we have coming to town. But hopefully we'll have some full fields, some races, and some good horse racing action.
Yeah, you've got some fantastic purses available throughout the weekend.
We do. Over $100,000 in purses and incentives are available. So that should entice some horsemen and some riders to come to town.
I would think so. And also for the spectators, I mean, it's really inexpensive to come enjoy the horse races. And you've got some great prizes to give away.
It is. It's only $5 admission to get it in the door. 16 and under are free. And I know on the advertisement, we have over $2,500 of gift cards to be given away. I actually tallied up those gift cards, and there's over $3,000 in gift cards. So,
oh, wow.
Great local sponsors to provide those gift cards, and what a fabulous way to win some extra prizes.
Yeah, most definitely, and it takes a lot of people to get this put together.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of volunteers come out and help us, a lot of employees. Say the local support for the sponsors, over 70 sponsors, and so the community just really enjoys it. It's a great opportunity for the community to keep horse racing in South Dakota.
Now, for those who may be new to the area, how long have the horse races been going on? It's been a while.
Well, I'm going to say that since there's been two horses in South Dakota, there was a horse race probably.
Right.
But as for organized horse racing, in 1948, the Ren Drive Benevolent Association hosted its first race meet in Fort Pierre. So that's over, 70, 75 years, somewhere around there. And that's got a large history in South Dakota.
Yeah, great history indeed. And something that you added last year, but a little more visible this year, is a new announcer stand.
We did. We had to upgrade. The old announcer stand was taken down so they could put the new arena in, that South Arena. So we came up with this new announcer stand. Wyatt Haraway at Bottom Line Welding, he patented it, and he built it and did a heck of a great job.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. That's going to be a nice addition. And it's in a different spot, though, this year.
It is. We put it behind the portable bleachers there, the aluminum bleachers. Last year it was on the east side of the racetrack. It was a little bit backwards, but it was just something we had to do. So this year we put it behind the grandstands, and you'll be able to see it. And, we'll be able to take our wind photos a little better, and everything should work out good.
Yeah, it's looking great, and we want to remind people is at the Stanley County Fairgrounds?
At the Stanley County Fairgrounds. It will be 1 o'clock Central post time both days. $5 admission, 16 and under free. Full concessions are available. Show up about noon. The horses will come to the paddock at 12:30 to be saddled, and you can take a look at the horses and visit with people you haven't seen for a while and just enjoy that fairgrounds atmosphere.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So, like you said, bring the whole family out. Enjoy the races. Looks like the weather should be pretty good for it.
Yes, it does. Mid-70s, maybe a little chance of rain in the morning, but that's fine. That'll just be a little less water we have to put on the racetrack.
Exactly. It'll be self-watered if we get some.
Yes, we like that.
Most definitely. Well, thank you for all the hard work that you do each and every year putting these together. And, of course, to all the people who help out and all the great sponsors, too.
Well, it's our pleasure, and say our sponsors are great. They know this large opportunity exists to keep horse racing in South Dakota, and we just can't say enough about those sponsors.
Well, thank you for stopping in, Shane. Always good to have you here. And thanks again for all that hard work, and we'll see you at the races this weekend.
Well, thank you for having me, and absolutely see you there.
All right, there's Shane Cramey, and don't forget, this Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be a lot of fun. All the horse races there in Fort Pierre at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. There is the Monday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by VistaCare, Pierre VA Clinic, and May Adam.